For our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 3, especially these words. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. But John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John stands there in the Jordan River like the Elijah, the one who is to come, clothed in camel's hair with a locust and wild honey. He's out there in the middle of nowhere, calling sinners out to repent their sins, to drown their sins and be washed ritually in the Jordan River, and to come up out of the water seeking the Christ. John draws crowds from all over Jerusalem and Judea and all around the countryside. And for all of those who come for baptism, John baptizes them. John proclaims the law to all who bother to listen. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. But all of this changes when John sees this Jesus coming. As Jesus comes to the Jordan River to be baptized by John, John deters him. You come to me to be baptized? I should come to you. This is the one who John had proclaimed. The sandals of him I am not worthy to untie. He will come with his winnowing fork in his hand, the fire of judgment ready. He will come baptizing with fire and the Holy Spirit. John knows he is not worthy of this one. He knows that none of them there by the river are worthy of this Jesus. This Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. As prophets anointed kings of old, so this Jesus is the one who is anointed. John does not want to baptize him. You can understand why, can't you? After all, for all of the people coming to John for baptism, it was a baptism of repentance and seeking the Christ. What does Jesus have to repent of? He's sinless. He's got no sin to repent of. Why does he need this baptism? And seeking the Christ? Jesus is the Christ. He doesn't need to seek the Christ for his own self. He needs no help from anyone, for he is the sinless Son of God, sent from the Father. But yet Jesus demands to be baptized, to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus gives us a clue into what's going on here. He's not come to fulfill his righteousness. He's not come to repent of his own faults or failures. He's not come to seek this baptism to repent of sin. No, Jesus is doing the same thing he always does. Comes for you, to fulfill your righteousness. That's what Jesus means here. The righteousness that he seeks isn't his own, but it's yours. For you are sinful, are you not? Just like all of those people coming to John clamoring for baptism and repentance, wouldn't that be you and I, realizing our sins and our sinful state? As we sin in our thoughts, our actions, and by virtue of who we are. Paul says in our epistle reading, shall we continue in sin? No! And yet we do. We sin against God each and every day. Although we know that we're sinful, we can't stop. Our righteousness is lacking before God. And for this, Jesus comes to John to the Jordan River, the very Lamb of God, almost like that scapegoat coming to the high priest on the Day of Atonement, and the high priest placing all of the sins of the people on that scapegoat. So Jesus comes to John, not to repent of his sins, but to take up your sins, to take them all up, the sins of all of those who had been repenting in the Jordan River, to take them up, to take up the sins of all of those who lived before and all of those who will live after, to take them all up. Jesus comes, the Anointed One, to be anointed not with oil like David or Solomon, but to be anointed with sin. And so he is at his baptism. There at the Jordan River, Jesus is anointed with all of our sin, the beast of burden, the propitiation, the sacrifice for sinners, there in the river. And John would deter him. It's too much. Who can bear it? God can. Jesus does. Bears all of the sins of all sinners who ever lived or will live. And for this, the Father is well pleased. The Spirit alights on him, reminding us that Jesus is the chosen one, the chosen sin bearer, to bear them all to the tree and die, that sins would be forgiven. This must be, for John's baptism of repentance and water was not good enough to save sinners. God must do it. He must come in flesh and take sins and die in our place under the judgment of the Father. It must be this way, for there is no other. And now, to you is given a baptism better than John's. Jesus says after Easter, "Go into all nations and baptize all people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Here is the one who baptizes with fire and the Spirit. Jesus giving us this New Testament baptism. It's the one that Paul writes about in Romans chapter 6. That we who were dead in our sins, as we come to Christ, and he comes to us in the divine service to wash our sins away, we die with him. It's not some figurative death, but you die with Christ there in your baptism. And if you die with him, you live then with him. Baptism for you becomes Good Friday and Easter, all rolled into one. It's all of the work that Jesus has done for you, given to you, that there you receive the benefits of his saving death upon the cross. Benefits of forgiveness, life, salvation, sin, devil, and death are put down, and you become a child of God. In this grace, in this baptism, in this life, you live. For baptism is not just a one-time thing, but it's an ongoing reality in which you live day after day after day. Your righteousness is fulfilled by the one who died for you. He gives his righteousness to you through your baptism as he takes your sins from you and pays for them. It's given. It's grace. Jesus comes again this day to give. He is the Anointed One, anointed with your sin, who comes to give you forgiveness. As you drown your sins again, as we spoke at the beginning of the divine service, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in those words we again name ourselves in God's name, knowing that we were baptized into him, As we confess our sins, we drown them again in baptism. As we hear his word, we hear of his grace, which washes sins away. And as we come to his altar, we receive again what Jesus has won, the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus' baptism is for you. As he begins taking up your sins, his death is for you. His resurrection is for you, that in your baptism you would die and live with him forevermore. In his name, amen.